Okay,
excellent,
there
excellent.
We...
Well, we got lots of people still joining on, and thanks so much, everybody who's on the line here this evening for our Meet the Owners call slash business opportunity presentation slash look into the future call. It's a hybrid call as we promoted it, and very, very excited for Dave to share, you know, his thoughts about the food industry and the big picture perspective on what's happening in the food industry, and importantly, you know, what we're doing right, what we've been doing right, and how we're positioned to move forward in the future. And then I'll talk a little bit about the business side. But, Dave, why don't you go ahead and start off the call, let people know, you know, your thoughts and perspective on, you know, what's around the corner and importantly, what you predicted 20 years ago that's, you know, happening now.
Well, thanks, David. And, again, thanks to everybody who's on the call with us tonight. Happy 4th of July, Independence Day. Declaring independence, of course, from disease, independence from worry, and independence from financial stress. That's what this company is all about. So it's a good theme, one that I don't want to give up on. But, you know, when we talk about, you know, the future, and we have to think about the past. There's a old saying that says if you don't know history, then you're doomed to repeat its failures. And so I love to talk about the future. I really do. But whenever you talk to people who are predicting the future, it's always interesting to note that that they don't necessarily want to go on their record. You don't. If you write down everything they say and check with them a year later, 10 years later, ever since I was born, I've been hearing people talk about the end of the world is coming. But yet, they've never been right up until today. What I want to do is challenge you to look at my history of predictions, my history of what I said is going to happen, will happen, is important, and will be important in the world today and tomorrow. And the best way to do that is to simply get a CD that we have for free, or maybe it's a dollar or something very inexpensive, called The Healing Miracle of Green Food. This is a tape I made 20 years ago. Now, David, I got a call from somebody, and they said, I was just listening to The Healing Miracle of Green Food, and I have to say, you are spot on. I wish somebody would have told me that 20 years ago. And I said, well, you know, that tape was made 20 years ago, and he started laughing. And I said, sir, that tape really was made 20 years ago. It was practically an 8-track and then became a cassette, you know, and then became a CD. I said, and if you are to look at every word of what I said was true then, it is true today. Everything I predicted would happen has come to pass. And the answers that we presented to people are still there and have saved millions since the time that I predicted they would. And so what I want to tell you about now are two or three examples of that, if you don't mind, David.
Sure.
And they're just coming up in the news now. Over 20 years ago, I dedicated to the world that I would make products that were without binders, fillers, excipients, preservatives, additives, coloring agents, flowing agents, etc. The reason why is because I went into the health food store and I looked and I saw that 99.9% of every product there had one of four things in it. 99.9 of everything in the health food store had one of four poisons in it. Things that you would never give to your child or to anyone to promote health. And those include magnesium stearate, silica dioxide, microcrystalline cellulose, binders, flow agents, excipients, and, of course, the aforementioned pharmaceutically composed and synthetic nutrients. For example, ascorbic acid, which is not vitamin C, cannot ever be vitamin C, will never cure a deficiency of vitamin C, and yet is sold as vitamin C by the pharmaceutical industry to Americans without any punishment from our government because they are allowed to do so. So here's three predictions that I made that have come to pass. Number one, over 20 years ago, I told people that having green food, wheatgrass juice, is very important if you have cancer. Not to cure cancer, we would never say that. It's very important to support your body if you have cancer, and I was called a fraud. Well, Sanjay Gupta, who everyone now knows is the medical authority of note in America, was going to be our Surgeon General. He turned down the job, was offered the job as the U.S. Surgeon General, and he now says that you should have 3 ounces of wheatgrass a day if you have cancer. Another example, over 10 years ago, I began to promote the juice from a tart Montmorency cherry, and I called it Apothecary, the power of 10 fruit. Those names are on that product. About 1 year ago, Dr. Oz announced that he had discovered the most amazing potent fruit on the planet, and of course, it was that same Apothecary that I had introduced to the country over 12 years ago. One last thing, remember I warned people on that CD, The Healing Miracle of Green Food, that if you take supplements with silica dioxide, that you are poisoning your body, and now there is a widespread movement and sort of a firestorm of knowledge being spread about where people are realizing that these synthetic nutrients and that these other compounds have no place in our food supply. And so we were the first, we were there, and of course on genetically modified organisms, on, you know, gluten-free products, on raw products, living food, pure food, organic food. I was on the certifying board that created the rules that made organic food the law of the land. There never was any legal definition of organic until we fought for it. And I was part of that organization that did so. So I predicted the future that we would need to have a level of protection that if we didn't have an organic certification, David, if we didn't have a label that we could look to say that this guarantees that there are not GMOs, this guarantees it's not irradiated, this guarantees there's not these chemicals in it. You see, there's only one label that guarantees that, and that's organic. And so I fought for that because I saw the future. Now, there's a Russian proverb. It says, in order to succeed, you must know the future, recognize the future, and make it your own. So I'm challenging everybody right now to join me in this fight to save our future, in this fight to look into the future, in this fight to become the future of food. Because today, 99.9% of the foods in health food stores and the foods in grocery stores have been destroyed by the chemical industry and by profiteering. And I don't mean profiteering like overcharging in a crisis. I mean like profiteering by simply making as much as you can without regard for the end consumer. If you made a car that ultimately guaranteed that its user would get in a wreck, the maker of that car would be sued. Yet we make food that ultimately guarantees that the consumer of it will end up in a wreck called disease. And yet we applaud them for growing the national economy. So what I'm looking at is the future of Purium Health Products. I'm looking at the future of America. I'm looking at the future, honestly, of the world. And I'm seeing lifespans that are dramatically shortened. I am seeing food that has been dramatically compromised, and there is a direct correlation. And if we want to make a direct correlation between extended lifespans and food, it must start by restoring integrity to that food. And it's not good enough to just have food that is not poison. In today's world, you must go beyond that. You must seek out and consume the most potent foods, the most healing foods, time-tested, pure organic foods like those offered at Purium Health Products. The future, if you could look into a crystal ball, 50 years ago, if you told people that they were going to bottle water because people had lost trust in the water supply, they would have laughed at you. Yeah, people are going to pay $2 for one serving of water, for a glass of water? Are you kidding me? But everyone does it because we've lost our trust in the water that's given to us by our government and by our municipality, by virtually what was once free. And it was once assumed that food was safe as well. And if 60 years ago you had predicted that people would have to start to reject the food in grocery stores and start to seek out alternatives that would heal their body, and that there would be a $10 billion industry built around that, people would have laughed. But it's come to pass. And so we have the amazing opportunity right now to, because we have a solution to a real modern problem. And when you have a solution to a real modern problem, you are the future. So imagine right now, David, that you're part of a company whose products have binders, fillers, and excipients. You're very quickly becoming the past. If you are selling products that have soy and genetically modified organisms, you're quickly becoming part of the past. If you're selling products that are not pure, that are not raw, that are not organic, that are not superfoods, then quickly you're going to be seen as selling chemicals and a false promise, and you're going to be part of the past. But if you're looking for what people are searching for, if you go to the trends, what is trending online, what is trending in people's lives, what is it that mothers are talking about when they speak to each other about their concerns, and what they're talking about is their overweight children, diabetes, and the premature death that they're seeing all around them. We have an answer. We are the future. And that's a powerful thing. And so I want to invite everybody to ask yourself right now, do you want to be part of the past, or do you want to be part of the future? Because the past is wrought with mistakes and with misinformation. The future is wide open with truth and with foods that are unprecedented and their ability to restore health to the human body. We've built an entire business around this. It is a $10 billion industry and growing, and we believe that Purium Health Products is at the pinnacle. We are virtually unmatched. I do not know a company in the world that could say that they equal the quality of our products. And thanks to the gentleman I'm about to introduce on the line, David Litt, I believe that we now have a marketing plan, a program that is so forward-thinking, so automated, so much of a, quote, no-brainer, that it is the future of network marketing. And right now, it's just a matter of time before people start saying, oh, my God, why don't we do what they've done? Why aren't we doing what Purium does? Do you know that Purium lets their members give their products away for free? It's amazing. We're that confident in what we do. We are the future of food. The Love Super Meal is the future meal because there is nothing better, nothing faster, nothing more potent at its price on the planet. And so I invite everybody to stop and think about that for one moment. There is no more potent, no more pure, no more healing, satisfying food meal on the planet for $2.50, $3 a serving, full retail. It's ridiculous. So, David, I definitely know that, you know, we have got some plans looking into the future. I might, if you give me permission, give people a peek or two. But what I want to tell you is that summertime is coming. And summertime is when other people go on vacation, especially network marketers. They tend to sort of rest or rest on their laurels, let their checks roll in. That's not us. Purium Health Products is aggressive. Yesterday on 4th of July, we offered a free T-shirt to anybody who placed an order on that day. It was short notice, but the next holiday coming up, we'll give you more notice, and we're going to have another surprise for you because we're not going to rest. Other people are going to sleep, but we're going to keep pushing for you. So I want to tell you that over the summer, every couple of weeks, keep your ears open because we're going to have exciting news. When everybody else is not talking, we're going to be making noise. And next fall, when people start focusing on network marketing again, we're already going to be there. It's like a political campaign. We are going to be doing the groundwork. We're going to be, doing grassroots work. So when it comes time, we're going to have the infrastructure in place, and we're going to help you to win. And winning means being healthy and earning a substantial amount of money. I already took care of the being extremely healthy. Here's David Litt to tell you about that substantial amount of money.
Well, Dave, you hit on several important things. And before I jump over to the business side, and we do want to save a little bit of time at the back end for folks who do want to ask some questions. You know, I think you made two really powerful analogies. The analogy of bottled water is really eye-opening, that, you know, people lost their trust in the municipal water, and so now they're willing to pay, you know, dozens if not hundreds of times what it costs for regular tap water just to make sure it's clean and safe. And, you know, the food industry is trillions of dollars. So when we look at the big picture and the broad stroke, everyone has to eat, and everyone has to eat every day. And so, you know, if that lack of trust starts to happen, and it won't all happen in one day or one week, but we're starting to see more and more news stories that are shaking the confidence of people about a variety of different ingredients. And we think that, you know, there's going to be a storm that's brewing. And the other analogy that you used was the car analogy. And when people start to get the sense that the food that we're eating and consuming as directed is causing ADD and is causing autism and is causing cancer and is causing diabetes, and when the link is made directly, then there's going to be a frustration and an anger. But not only that, there's going to have to be a quick turn toward a solution, and it's good to know that we've been around 19 years, heading toward 20 years, manufacturing good, clean products that stand for something, and every single one of the products stands for something. So, you know, I think your perspective on, you know, what we offer from the food, what we offer as an alternative to food is really interesting. And I know that you want to talk about some snacks and some drinks and some other things that we've got working in the laboratory. We'll keep that for, you know, future calls, but I can just assure everybody that Dave's got some good things on tap for us, all of which will be like the Love Super Meal, you know, these live, organic, vegan products that are truly good for the body. So let's do this, Dave. I'm going to talk just for a couple of minutes about the business. I know we have some guests on the line that are interested in hearing about the business, and then we'll open the call up for, you know, folks who may have a handful of questions about, you know, where things are going. You know, from the business perspective, you know, our economy obviously is having challenges. I mean, and no matter how you define it, we're going through tough economic times, and most people would say this is the worst economic situation in the last 80 years since the Great Depression. And, you know, we're doing some things that other companies don't do to address that directly. And so when you talk about the company of the future here now, I think it starts with manufacturing the products. I mean, we're able to control price, control availability, control quality in a way that other companies just can't do. So that's a big deal, and it's a big deal in an economic way because we don't talk a lot about retail prices, but, you know, our Love Super Meal, as Dave said, is $2.50 for members, $3 as a preferred customer. I mean, that's very, very inexpensive. I mean, it compares to grocery store type of meal replacements at a fraction. Our product is so much higher quality, and we're going to have a comparison sheet out shortly to show you that directly. You know, we do things like a 60-day money-back guarantee, free shipping and handling on orders over $150, free direct deposit for our distributors. So we do the best we can to lower the risk and make it so that people can take our products, do our business with the minimal amount of costs. In fact, we don't even charge tax on orders in 48 of the 50 states. So only California and Texas do we charge tax. 48 of the 50 states, we don't even charge tax. You know, one of the things that's great is, as Dave said, we've got a gift card marketing system that allows you to sample products in a very efficient way, so you don't have to physically mail out products or be with somebody. You know they're going to use the products. And importantly, we have an unlimited free sample program going on right now through the end of the month, where for every 5 gift cards you get redeemed, we're going to give you 5 more for free. So in tough economic times, when you can tell somebody, hey, your samples are free, they're paid for by the company, it's pretty crazy. You know, we've got a lot of other things that we do to attract customers. You know, and also communicate and keep our customers and our distributors. We've got a text messaging platform. We're, you know, one of the innovators and leaders in mobile marketing. There are a handful of companies that do that. But, you know, as far as a, you know, a smaller company, you know, what we're doing is very innovative. We're open in 30 countries. So, again, as far as room to grow, opportunity for growth, you know, we have a much bigger platform than most other companies do. And not only that, but, you know, when Dave talked about looking into the future and what people are talking about, you know, the regulations on genetically modified organisms in Europe are very harsh. So there are other countries and other parts of the world that are looking at food more closely than the United States, and we're ahead of the curve. And not only that, but, you know, because we're open in Europe, our products speak to the European market in a really positive way. We've got a very fast return on investment, and again, through the end of this month, we got a special going on where if you enroll three people with gold packs, you're in profit with at least $100 in your pocket. That's as fast a return on investment of any nutrition company in the U.S. today. So we're doing everything we can to address where the economy is. We have very low personal volume requirements. We count our customers toward our personal volume requirements. So said another way, we don't force people to buy a lot of product. People buy our products because they like our products, they get results from our products, and they find that they save the money and help their health. And so, you know, that's the way a company should be. That's the future. The future is not forcing people to buy lots of products, but be creating products with such great results and such great value that people can't help but want the products. We also provide a lot of added value to keep people on our products. We have additional audios and videos that are available. We have Dr. Michael Wolfeld, a naturopath that Dave and Amy, our owners, pay for. They pay for him to answer your questions, whether it's about Purium products or any health-related issue. We even have a retreat, and we're going to be doing a promotion here this fall, which I can't announce yet, but we'll announce shortly, where you'll have an opportunity to be on the health retreat with Dave and Amy, and we'll have a great time and have a lot of fun, and we'll do some learning, and we'll you know, experience wellness in a true way. So, you know, I think that one of the key words to business going forward is authenticity, is to have a company that has a true and authentic mission. And you can hear from Dave's passion. He has a passion and a commitment to sniffing out the fakeness in fake food and the problems in our food supply that do cause disease, that do slow down our potential. And so that mission carries over into everything we do, and that authenticity carries over into everything we do. And we're trying to create a company that people can link arms with and feel good about promoting start to finish, top to bottom. And, you know, we know that that's a winning formula, and we may never be the biggest company in the industry. We might be. I don't know. But I know that we're going to always stick to our values, and we're always going to do things with quality and do things with people who understand what we're trying to accomplish. And as the food scandal gets exposed, there are going to be people not just coming to our company but running, flocking to the safe food supply that we offer. So, Dave, you know, what I'd like to do if we could, you know, and it's always hard when you've got dozens and dozens and dozens of people on the line here, but I'd like to open up the lines and see if we could take a question or two or three, you know, an opportunity. Amy's got severe laryngitis, so she can't be on the line tonight, but, you know, this is kind of the meet the owners part of the company, and if you've got questions for Dave or if there's something I can answer, you know, but it can't be specific to your business, but more about, you know, food or some of our, you know, the things
easy
that we talked about.
Yeah, like meaning of life, you know, and the origin of the universe.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and open up the line, and we'll see, you know, what kind of questions we may have about what you see as the field organization and what we could be doing in the future here. All righty. Well, if you're not speaking, if you can hit mute or star six, that will allow us to potentially pull this off. So please, everybody, hit star six or mute. Still got lots of background noise. If you can hit star six or mute. All right, if somebody has a question about products, about business, about where we're going, about what...
Excuse me, but that feedback's coming because somebody has their speakerphone on. If you'll please get off your speakerphone, everybody can hear. Thank you.
Thank you. We've got so many people on the line here tonight, it may be impossible to do, but if someone wants to throw out a question, we'll see if we can handle this. I'm sorry, folks. I don't know how many folks on the line tonight, but dozens and dozens and dozens of people, and obviously not everybody is attending to their phones as best they should be. So, you know, if you'd like, here's what we'll do is, I'll be the point person for any questions or comments that you've got right now, if they're top of mind. On the next Meet the Owners call, which will be in 2 weeks, we'll start out the call with the answers to those questions, as well as soliciting some questions by text message and or by email, so that we can get some more interaction with you and get a better sense of things that are on your mind that we can help you with. But if you want to send some your questions or comments or things to me, you can just use my personal email address. It's the quickest way for me to get information. It's at davidlitt1, DAVIDLITT, and the number 1, at comcast.net. That's COMCAST, comcast.net. We'd love to hear from you, and we're going to be doing more stuff with our field organization, with our leadership, and making sure that as we move forward, we accomplished so much this past year. New labels and new catalogs and new websites and new compensation plan, new gift card marketing system, new text message platform. I go on and on of all the things that we accomplished, and I can tell you that we will accomplish as many or more in the next 12 months. So, this company is, one of the other important principles of this company is Dave Sandoval and Amy Venner's commitment to this mission is tied directly into the actions that they're willing to take. And that's an important piece as you're listening here tonight is to understand how far we've come, and importantly, imagine how far we'll be a year from now. So as Dave said, there was somebody who said, I wish you would have given me this information 20 years ago. And Dave said, hey, I did. You just weren't listening. Well, you need to decide if you're listening, because this is the beginning of the beginning. For other companies, it may be the beginning of the end. Dave pointed out very clearly, that other companies have issues with their products that will come to light very, very shortly. And it's going to be very hard to play offense when you're playing defense. And we got no defense to play. We're very happy with where we're at and what we're doing, and we only have new things to do. So, Dave, I'm sorry we weren't able to throw out any questions to you here tonight. And maybe that's a blessing since Amy wasn't on the line. But, what else, what are your final thoughts on this evening here as we talk about the future of the company?
Well, just really... I want to just share everybody something that happened to me this past Saturday. And I was traveling down the freeway, minding my own business, going 65 miles an hour, which was the speed limit, when out of nowhere, a car shot across 6 lanes and was directly in front of me before I had a moment to hit my brakes. One moment later, I had collided directly into the side of this car. My airbag deployed. My car was destroyed. I was unconscious. I very easily could have died. I was able to roll out of my car, which was completely destroyed. I spent a day in the hospital and have not been able to get out of bed since. And somebody called me, and Alicia called me from work, and she was, you know, one of our operators, and she said, "Dave, you know, I heard what happened. I just want to tell you, you know, how, you know, happy I am that you're okay." And she said, she says, "How do you feel?" You know, and I said, "Well, I'm not sure." I said, "I've talked to about 10 people, and they tell me that I'm supposed to suddenly feel this profound appreciation for life." You know, but I just laughed and said, "I feel that appreciation absolutely every day." I mean, and the minute that I rolled out of that car, all I thought of was, how do I start getting better? Period. I didn't spend one moment thinking about my car or myself or anything other than the safety of the other people who were involved in the wreck, especially the girl who lost control, whom I collided with, in an accident that was completely none of my fault, but yet could have killed me. And I, all I really feel is, how do I start making things better? Because I couldn't control what happened, but I can control the starting to make things better. And, you know, it doesn't take a car wreck in my life to do that. Every single day of my life, I'm looking to see how I can start to make things better. And I want to share that passion that I have about life with you. If there's one thing that I thought is just how blessed I am to have that passion. And so it didn't change me, this car wreck. It didn't change me even a little bit, other than I feel like I've been hit by a truck and I can't move. But it didn't change my spirit, not even a little, because I am and will continue to be appreciative of this life, and I will continue to pursue every bit of it, you know, that I can. So, you know, what are you doing right now? What is everybody doing right now to make tomorrow better than yesterday? I said it last night, and I'll say it again tonight, that tomorrow is built upon today. And if you do nothing today, then tomorrow you have nothing to build upon. So damn it, go out there and do something so you have something to talk about and build on tomorrow.
Cool. Good stuff. Big stuff, important stuff. And, you know, it's just something that all of us should take and think about and turn into action. So I really appreciate you passing that on to us, and we're glad that you're safe and glad that you're still with us and glad that you still have your fighting spirit, and we'll take some of that fighting spirit with us away from this call tonight. And everybody have a healthy, happy week, or healthy, happy weekend, and we'll catch you Tuesday night and back on our regular schedule, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday calls. Next Wednesday will be Dr. Wofeld, and then 2 weeks from now will be another Meet the Owners call with Dave and Amy. But, you know, glad to have you on the team, glad to have you on board, and, you know, appreciate you listening in and trying to improve your life, improve your business. And if you're a guest on the line, you probably got a heavier call than you normally would have gotten on a business opportunity presentation, but you got a full dose of Dave Sandoval, and that's good. That's always a good thing. So, everybody, thanks so much for joining us, and we will catch you on Tuesday night. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much, Dave.
Good night, everybody. Thank you, David.